Hello and happy Monday, October 25th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Ed Sheeran shared news on Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. I've sadly tested positive for COVID, so now I'm self-isolating and following government guidelines, the 30-year-old singer wrote on social media. It means that I'm now unable to plow ahead with any in-person commitments for now, so I'll be doing as many of my planned interviews and performances as I can from my house. Apologies to anyone that I've let down. Be safe, everyone. Sheeran, who has been busy hyping his October 29th release of his fourth studio album, Equals, is scheduled to be the musical guest on the November 6th episode of Saturday Night Live. Drake celebrated his 35th birthday this weekend with a star-studded bash in Los Angeles and a pricey gift with a special history. The Toronto-born rap superstar jumped onto Instagram on Sunday to show off a Rolls-Royce Phantom given to him by his longtime friend and business manager, Future the Prince. Back in 2007, we used to finesse this Rolls-Royce Phantom rental to convince people in the city that we were destined to make it, Drake captioned a throwback video clip showing him dropping off future OVO partner Nicholas Carino. I used to scrape together $5,000 a month somehow to keep up appearances. At the time, Drake was 6 years into his run as Jimmy Brooks on Degrassi The Next Generation, for which, according to a 2013 GQ profile, he was making $40,000 a year. We whipped this to Ottawa to see Belly and Amir, and to Montreal for my first show ever, wrote Drake. I used to pick up Carino and roll every day or wait outside then-girlfriend Zainib Samir's class for her. Drake said he would also park the rental outside the condo at 15 Fort York in Toronto, where he was working on what would become his 2009 mixtape, So Far Gone. Even though I don't recommend putting yourself in financial trouble for material things, I realize now that this was just my way of extreme manifesting, the rapper explained. I needed to see it and feel it and have it to believe it, and see that I could feel and have anything that I wanted. Drake said the Future the Prince tracked down the car I used to stress over and gave it to him for his 35th. It's mine now. Manifestation complete. Snoop Dogg is mourning the loss of his mother Beverly Broaddus Green at the age of 70. Smile, Snoopy, that's what you used to say when it was time to take a picture, the rapper captioned a photo in the first of four Instagram posts dedicated to his mother. Mama, thank you for having me, he wrote in another post. He also used a series of emojis to express his sadness and posted, Till we meet again. Stars like Lizzo, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland shared the condolences in the comment section of Snoop's post. Green died only days after Snoop celebrated his 50th birthday. She had three other sons. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. For more music news, visit iHeartRadio.ca and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.